Amy.
Marlenka.
Hi. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Sure.
I thought it would be interesting to hear a bit of your story because you've been here for how many years?
15.
15 years, and you've been in works in Oroville ranging from animal care to FAMC and now at archives and I don't know what else all in between. So maybe you could just say briefly what brought you here and if you feel fulfilled by what has brought you here, how you see it today as differently than it was 15 years ago. I know those are many questions rolled into one, but just go.
I think I have a sense of it. You let me know if I capture what you're looking for. What brought me here was the Lonely Planet. I was in Mahabalipuram, and I had my Lonely Planet, and I saw in that book a place called International Township of Oroville, and I thought, oh, that sounds really interesting. And so I went on the internet and looked it up, and I saw the map of Oroville at that time.
Which would have been
2004.
Yeah, okay.
15 years ago. And I saw the map, and I saw these communities called Courage and Transformation and Surrender, and I said, whoa.
Inspiring names, huh?
I'd never seen anything like that before. Hmm. So I said, okay. I mean, and I was just traveling around India, so I was free. I could go wherever I wanted to go.
Yourself.
I had my six-month tourist visa. So I booked in Transformation with Samatha. That was the first place I landed. And, yeah, and ended up staying. I mean, that's a whole other story, right? Yeah, fulfilled. Absolutely. No question. Utterly.
So it was the right move at the right moment.
Yes. A little backstory. I was meant to come to India in 1997 with a girlfriend from India who had been in Chennai and then was in the United States where I'm from. And it didn't happen. And I remember being really sad at that time that I didn't make it to India because I wanted to come to India. I wanted to come to India. You know, it's a huge planet and I did travel and India was one of my destinations. So I was really sad that it didn't happen at that time. But then in retrospect, I wasn't ready in 1997 for India.
Well, it is said that things happen when they're meant to happen at the right time. Hard to accept that sometimes, but...
Exactly.
So when you arrived, Transformation, did you immediately get into animal care? I know you love animals, particularly
cats. Almost immediately,
cats.
Yes. Okay. I spent about a month just kind of being a total tourist and hanging out at Rev and, at Repo,
uh-huh,
right?
The beach.
Which we don't really have anymore, unfortunately. I did end up staying in Rev, which was being managed by Samata's son, Boris, at the time. And I came into contact with Animal Care Ann because of a cat. And she said, yeah, I don't do cats. I'm a dog carer, giver. And I had been seeing her posters around Oroville, and I had wanted to make a contact with her because I'm an animal lover. And then this thing with this cat happened, which is the reason why I ended up staying, really, was because of this cat, because suddenly I was a tourist with a kitten. It was a little kitten. And Animal Care Ann wasn't helping me with that. So we met, and then, so that was really my first coming closer to Oroville, to the people, to the place, to the organization, was in my support of Ann. Because she was amazing with the dogs, but otherwise she didn't really have the skills for organizing a place. Because at that time, I arrived right at the time that the farm group had allocated the land, which is near Buddha Garden, which is now the Integrated Animal Care Center.
Which to this day, if I may ask, has never really welcomed cats, even though we do have a large stray cat.
It's a dog sanctuary.
Okay.
Yeah. So I helped her to manifest that that project. And then, yeah, as the universes want to do, they took her from us after about 6 months. It was very quick, a very intense, quick relationship that I had with her. And then she was gone. And then some other people came in and took care of the further manifestation of the Integrated Animal Care Center. And, you know, it's seen different people coming in through the years.
Coming and going.
Coming and going. It's a very difficult work. But my involvement with that was primarily because of Anne, because of who she was. I had a karma thing with her, I felt.
She was an amazing woman.
She was amazing.
I had a relationship, very small relationship, but this woman was so sincere.
Sincere.
She was absolutely sincere and dedicated to the work, and she felt it was important.
And really nobody else was doing it at that time.
Yeah.
So.
And when you come first to India, I know I had this experience. I was in Delhi, and you see a dog on the street, and the condition the dog is in, it's so shocking.
It's totally shocking.
If you love animals, particularly dogs, it's like heartbreaking. So when I finally wound up in Oroville, as did you, then you see the same kind of thing, and this is supposed to be a place where we're raising our consciousness. Excuse me, what about those animals?
Yeah. And yeah, Anne, so thankfully some people are concerned about that.
Yeah.
A lot of people aren't, but more and more people are, and I'm really happy to see that.
And hopefully someday it will reach all the way to the feline population.
Slowly, slowly.
So after you stepped out of animal care, what was your next?
Well, interestingly enough, I went to the Oroville Library when it was still in the Bharat Nevis campus, and Jorgen Klein was managing it. Mm-hmm. So I was sitting next to him, checking in books, checking out books, you know, cataloging and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a book lover, so it was perfect for me. And working with Jorgen was special. He has a beautiful soul underneath the kind of curmudgeon-y outward persona that he sometimes shows.
That protective shell.
Yeah, yeah.
Got to get past
but he
that.
Really is a... I felt kindred with him somehow.
Yeah, me too.
So it's interesting. A lot of the works that I've done have been because of the people, not necessarily because of the work itself, but because there was someone or a group of people that I felt a kinship to that brought me closer.
So then taking a big jump to your involvement in the shall we say, political arena.
Well, it's the organization. It's housing. Mm-hmm. It's the Oroville Council. It's myself with Rolf Artist and Anbu, I don't know what his first initial is, started the Residence Assembly Service, the first Residence Assembly Service back in 2007. And so I started getting more involved with that overall, how is Oroville organized? And yeah, so I have been participating in these different groups that typically are around the town hall area, and that got me involved in that wide range of things like the services and the land and the income generating activities and the working committee and the governing board, all of this stuff, housing, which affects everybody. And for 1 year at the beginning of Portus Distribution Center, I was there at the very beginning also.
Mm-hmm.
So I've had the
good fortune.
Yeah, the grace has led me. I mean, I can't say it's even fortune. I don't know that I even believe in fortune. I really feel that the grace shows you where it wants you to be. So being at PTDC, at Portus Distribution Center, at the very beginning was great for me because I was still early in Oroville, didn't know so many people, and I got to know so many people there and help set up the system there. I mean, it's nothing like it was now. I mean, now it's huge, and there's so many people participating. But then it was, I don't know, I think we got up to maybe 200 and some people in the first year that I was there, and then I moved on.
In And you moved on to?
Yeah, it's funny, huh? That trajectory, trying to remember all the places. Oroville's beautiful in that way. You can do so many things and follow, yeah, where you're led. I remember I worked in the Library of Future School. Mm-hmm. With Catherine. Catherine had been doing that for a long time, and I came in and was assisting her. And then I ended up transitioning from the library into the office of Future School and was doing administrative stuff in the office of Future School. There was a time I was supporting Shankar, who is the principal of IKEAM School, mm-hmm. which used to be New Creation Bilingual School, and was the office admin there for a couple of years and was part of the IKEAM school support group with Janet and Francoise mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. Different people. Yeah, so education is something I'm also interested in and have a heart for, but I didn't feel that I wanted to teach. I felt like that was too much responsibility, to be mm-hmm, honest. Mm-hmm. And I'm kind of an introvert. I like to do work that I can do without having to be too dependent on other people. So a lot of admin support types of work, and that's where I ended up being in the housing and creating a lot of systems and processes there and agreements and templates. And then I went into the FAMC for a few years. That's the Funds and Assets Management Committee. So, yeah, lots of writing. Lots of writing.
Okay, let me ask you this, Amy. At this point, you're in the archives, and
yep.
all throughout this 15 years, the various places and people you've been involved with, and the hearsay that we cannot escape from about how Oroville is doing, is it succeeding, has it failed, and the negative things as well as the beautiful and positive things that we're surrounded with. What's your take on that? Are we headed in the right direction? Do you see that things are going well? Or do you see that we have kind of, as some people are wont to say, missed the boat and we're not living up to the charter?
That's a big question, Marlenka.
I know.
I'm not sure I really have an answer for that. I personally live by a kind of humble belief in the universe leading us where we need to be. I'm not really an alarmist or mm-hmm. I'm more of a... Yeah, kind of a realist. I see what's happening. Sure, some things are questionable. Yeah, yeah. Living up to. I mean, the thing about that question is that we then are saying that there's a time frame
uh-huh.
in which the charter would be fulfilled, the dream would be fulfilled. That has been set before us by the mother.
I don't think it's necessarily a time thing.
See, people say that. They say, well, we're not there yet. That indicates a time frame.
Yeah.
Right? Yet. So we're on a journey. We're on a journey together. Mm-hmm. I think it's a beautiful, worthwhile journey. I hope that I get to continue to be part of it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Maybe I don't have the same... Clearly, I don't have the same expectations as some people do.
Mm-hmm.
I feel that if you look at it from an evolutionary point of view, this is not even the blink of an eye.
Right. And that's a good point to keep in mind when you're thinking about time.
So things are happening. I mean, on a more practical note, I would say that since I started being involved in the organization in, 2007 or so, 2006 even, till now, we're getting more sophisticated with our means of communication. Of course, one of the very, very daunting parts of that communication is that we have so many different languages.
Ah.
And we're very dependent on English.
Hmm.
And it's not working for everybody.
Certainly isn't.
So we're trying to get through that. I mean, I've been involved with writing this draft exit review policy, and we've tried to make sure at least it was translated into French and Tamil, although we're asking for input on the on this draft exit review policy, and I think we're only getting the feedback in English. So, you know, we offer this facility to read a document, a complicated document, in someone else's native language, Tamil or French or whatever.
Could there not be translators?
We haven't gotten to that point yet.
Mm-hmm. Because it would have to be translated into more than just,
of course,
you know,
of course,
French and Tamil.
No, we had someone who was saying that we should translate it into something like 28 different languages. We just don't have the human resources. We don't have the time.
And not all of the people are literate. I was just reading today how few Tamils are literate.
In Tamil.
In Tamil, in English at all.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we still have that to face, literacy.
Yeah.
Well.
But I do believe we're getting better. Slowly, slowly. More tools, more individuals who are giving their time and their skill and their goodwill to improving things in that area. So, slowly, slowly.
Slowly, slowly. And as you say, it's overall a blink of an eye what we've been up to.
Yep.
Would you like to say anything in closing about your wishes for the future here in Oroville? Will we keep singing?
We will keep singing.
Yeah, we will.
Definitely. Yeah, the choir is a big joy for me for sure. I don't. I'm kind of one of these people who is quietly doing her yoga and hopes that that has a little bit of, you know, rippling effect on people who are near me. And, yeah, you know, I participate. I'm in there with my level of skill and goodwill and inner quiet. And, yeah, let's keep showing up. Maybe that's my hope. Let's keep showing up.
Let's keep
experimenting and failing and trying again. And it's okay. I really think it's all in her hands, in the universe's hands. Let's be willing to stand there and be held and be led and trust that. That's my
Amen.
Hope, I guess.
I think that's a beautiful way to think and to aspire to, and it gives one a sense of well-being, and we might even go so far as to say happiness.
Well, and hopefully people understand their individual role in that.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I mean, I don't know if we're meant to be closing, but sometimes I feel like we look at Oroville and say, Oroville is meant to do this, and Oroville is meant to do that.
And to be
and
this.
And why
and
am
that.
I not getting this from Oroville, or why am I not getting that from Oroville, or why is Oroville, you know, doing it this way and not that way? And I really feel that this way of being, being present, offering, is a very individual, in its way, responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
If each of us would show up,
I agree. I definitely
with that,
agree.
And I think most people do. Frankly, most people do.
To be present, to be in the moment, to strive to raise the consciousness, to show up.
Myself.
That's the thing.
And myself. I don't actually have that expectation of anyone else.
No,
I have it only of myself.
For oneself is all we can have.
But that self-responsibility, I hope that gets more and more. That. You know, people really look at themselves and feel themselves and where they're at genuinely, with sincerity, honesty, and then let the universe take care of the other stuff.
Thank you, Amy.
You're welcome.